film, which leads in from what we said. Okay. Amariah, this is Jeremiah, and I have a question. How about the viewers on the film who are watching this on film, on TV, or wherever?
I am El Ektaris, speaking through Amariah, and I will answer that question. You are asking about the viewers. And we are looking through time so that we can detect the vibration, the vibrational effect of what you are doing now for the future. And mind you, there are all these factors. These are waves of energy that will influence how this is projected. But nothing of that matters, because this is the important point, is the energy that will be transmitted to all of these souls. For what you are, the individuals here that are present are feeling, will be felt through your airwaves just as easily as it is felt right now. And we can see the influence that it is having already in your present time, but we can see deeply into the future. And we know the impact that it can have should all of your wills continue to bring it forward. As there is an opening that can occur from this, a deep opening in souls, so fine that they will recognize themselves, not the selves that they've been taught that they are, but the selves that they are in truth. Their energetic selves, their soul selves, their star selves, their connection to the multiverse, their multidimensional selves. And they'll develop an awareness from some part of them, and it will be different for each individual, but it will help them to seek what it is that they have within, instead of looking for it elsewhere, and to start sensing from that place within, instead of looking for it externally, constantly, the information that they need. The mysteries are revealed within you, within your souls. That is where you will find your answers. We are just here to help you to see that, to help you to reveal that within yourself. We are not revealing anything to you. You will be revealing it to yourselves. And that is the essence of the message. And that is what will be received. It may seem as though something intellectual is happening, but that is not the important part. It may seem that the minds are being opened to new mysteries, new meanings of mysteries. But that is not the truth of it. What will be opening is the soul of each individual to know their own answers, their own truth about all the mysteries of the universe, because it's within each of you. And that is the effect. Shall we have your personal question?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Teres. I was talking to Amariah, and we were discussing the heart chakra. If it spins in just one direction when it opens, or does it spin counterclockwise and clockwise? In a reflection of to give and to receive is one. Is there a connection?
So why are you answering your own question? If you ask the question, you already know the answer.
I do.
Yes, you do.
I'm just looking for validation.
Know that you can validate your own questions henceforth. Know that.
Okay.
You have the answers.
Claim that.
It's there. Yes, of course, that's the answer. Could it be anything other than that?
No.
How could anything just spin one way? It always has to be a giving and receiving. The universe is designed that way. You can have it spinning one way, but it will be off balance.
Right.
And there is a lot to be said about that. And there is a lot of a lot of answers just in the contemplation of that. Because if you are a wonderful giver, you may be missing the other part of that. There always must be receipt. There must always be an open channel in both directions for you to be whole. So within that spiral, there is always that central column. And those in Kabbalah will understand that central column concept as well. That the spinning occurs around, in a sense, you see. And this is symbolic, it is energetic, it can be seen in your entire universe. All, in essence, as a metaphor of consciousness, of that giving and receiving flowing around your central core. So take your ideas and flow with them. Trust your answers. Sometimes you do lack a little bit of trust.
Yes, on occasion there is self-doubt. But I'm working on it.
No worries. You are an example to others in transcending the doubt of your world. And that's part of what you are here for. Is there anything else? Or shall we leave you in your own contemplation of your own?
Yes, one other question.
It's a bit dark, though. I can't.
One other question.
That's
even if we don't get it on film. We'll be filming for the next 4 days. If we called you in, Electaris, is it possible to see a light ship? Will you ever manifest in a light ship? Do you ever do that in response to a call?
Well, did you not notice maybe because we are, in essence, cloaked in your clouds, but did you not notice that we were here today?
I did. That big one? The really big circular cloud?
Yes. Yeah. We often do that, and those that have the perception to see beyond will notice that there's something funny, perhaps, but it is more than something funny.
Right.
There is something there.
Yeah.
And you will feel it energetically.
Which I did.
And not everyone here at the place that we are within right now, the space, is ready to see that.
Right.
But those that are will.
Right.
And at least will sense it. With some part of themselves. And you could actually have had a whole conversation with us based on your observation of that cloud. If you would allow yourself to open to it.
Yes.
Does that answer your question in some level?
Yes. Yes, it does.
So answering to your call is an individual experience.
Yes.
As of yet, the entire mass of humanity isn't quite ready to receive it at the level that they need to receive it, that will be appropriate for their development, you see. Because it will be received on so many different vibrations at the moment. Until you are all at a certain level, you will not see it en masse.
Now, does that tie in with the Mayan calendar where we tip the scales from a fear-based consciousness to a love-based consciousness where now your presence wouldn't be received in fear, but now will start being received in love? So
you are answering your own questions once again.
Well, stop
yes.
giving me the answers.
We are very yes. close in contact. We are
yes.
very close in connection, you see.
Yes.
As we have been through time, as you know.
So contact would happen after...
There must be. The raising of the consciousness of the humanity must be at a certain level.
And while it's fear-based, it's not going to happen.
Fear-based will not allow, because that will create a fear reaction.
Right.
And that is not what is hoped for.
Would within, say, 30 years of the Mayan calendar, would we be at a critical mass enough in love consciousness for a... mass revealing
within
the future
30 years of this transition period?
Yes.
It is seen that that is a strong possibility.
It is.
Yes. This time period that you are in right now is crucial to opening that doorway, because what you are revealing in your consciousness now, what you are envisioning, is what will create your opportunity for that.
Right.
You see?
Yes.
You are creating the opportunity now for that to happen. And since it has already been thought of, and has already, there are so many on your level of consciousness that can perceive this without the fear, but instead with the love from their heart and the understanding of that we are all one in actuality.
Yes.
That there is a probability already created,
right,
that you will experience a mass sighting and connection with us. So the probability has already been created, the window of opportunity for connection to extraterrestrials is there already. Now, how much that will be developed and where it will go from here is still open,
right,
to your consciousness.
Thank you. And gratitude.
One last question. It's a personal question. When Venus transited the Sun that same evening, I looked out in the stars, the sky, and I saw about 8 different orange diamond objects in the sky. What were those, and who else, did everybody see those that was looking at them? And
we're trying to figure which question to answer first. But firstly, we will say that not everybody saw them that was looking at them, or they saw them from a different perspective, a different perception. But those were actually messengers or energetic messengers or messages, a combination of both, from the Andromeda galaxy, the Andromedans, your neighbors, your galactic neighbors. They often use the triangular shape in their communications, you see, and their connection with the physical world that you experience. Although they are beyond your level of vibration, they are a lighter frequency. They're not as physical at this stage, but they can transmit into your physical world so that you can see. And so those triangular shapes of energy that you saw were from Andromeda, from the Andromedans. They are very strongly involved with your world, and have been for quite some time, you see? So, they were a positive message, and those that received them in the way that they needed to receive. And it was also more than just a physical sighting. Again, there was a transmission, and they often use that shape, which you call a triangle or a triangular pyramid shape. And that also speaks to a deep level of your soul energy, your vibrational energy, you see. That triangular pyramid shape is very significant to your being. And us, we Arcturians, have a very strong connection to sacred geometry, as you would call it, or geometrical formations. We use that, the energy of them, in order to communicate and be a part of your world. And if you understand that within you, then you will take and receive those communications on a different level. But you also receive it unconsciously. You receive information from sacred geometrical forms unconsciously. But you can also become more aware of what those mean and how they are affecting you. And you can also use those energetic forms to be open to other levels of communication, and to sensing and understanding your world from a different perspective. Because sacred geometry holds energy that is at the core of your world. It is at the core structure, the matrix. The energetic matrix of your world can be found in sacred geometrical forms. And there are many of you that are discovering this. But open yourselves up to a wider view of it, because it is far more than you think.